medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man, whom all of me it's plain to see.
Nobody could be wiser than.
So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs do.
Hold that reflex.
Try to use a little restraint.
Hold that Kleenex.
Wipe off all of that war paint. If you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. If you wanna hover out west too, you will soon discover it's best to pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Chochos, Jangos, Chattanoogas, Chicharos do. Even in colonial days you knew the ceremonial ways to pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chippewas, Chippechets, and Chickpeas do.
Control.
When all clears in,
you'll be top man on the totem pole.
But if you want to be an all right guy, not a long-faced blues in the night guy,
write that apology and dispatch it. When you quarrel, it's grand to batch it.
Pass that peace pipe, bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas.
And those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs.
And those Chicoutimis, Chappachets, and Chickasaws.
Chose Django.